Breast Cancer has created an overwhelming culture of pink. With endless runs and walks, campaigns and discounts, some with good companies and organizations, some not. The sad reality is that in spite of this sea of pink, the breast cancer statistics have not changed in the last 25 years. And, perhaps even more importantly, a false sense of security has been created, as if the cure is almost here or just beyond the corner. In Think Beyond Pink, host Linda Bamber's position is clear. None of this might be necessary if we used prevention methods. That's what she does with her business, Breast Research Awareness and Support, or BRAS. And that's what she does on her show. Listen and learn how to move beyond pink into the P that really counts, prevention. Now, here's Dr. Linda Bamber.
I'd like to introduce Chip Gilmore today to Think Beyond Pink on CravingTalkRadio.com. He is the owner of a BRAS thermography in Louisville, Kentucky, and he has been interested in thermography for a very long time, so I'm thrilled to have him. Thanks for being on the program today, Chip.
Thanks for having me, Linda. I'm glad to be on.
Now, your wife, Heather, is also involved in the BRAS thermography, and so you two work together, and you're doing some really great things for the women in Louisville because of your interest in thermography. What really attracted you to thermography to start with?
Back when I was about 29, I'm 42 now, so 13 years ago, I really just began to question why I was feeling awful all the time. I mean, as a 29-year-old, I had no energy, and conventional medicine had no answers for me. They told me that I was healthy. So I began to look at things like detoxing and diet and different things. 13 years later, it has completely changed my life, and I've got my health back. But along that journey, I learned about thermography and what it can do, how it can fit into an overall plan of prevention, health, and wellness. And that is what initially attracted me to it.
And I'm so glad it did attract you, because there are so many wonderful things about thermography that you can share with us today. It's really neat that the women in Louisville can come to you and find out a whole new set of ideas on taking care of their breast health. And that's what BRAS is all about, Breast Research Awareness and Support. And so you have several women who work with you and actually do thermography. So how would you describe thermography and the services that you offer?
We do have three women that work for me that do the thermograms for women. When men come in, I will do the thermograms for men. But I can just tell you that the women who come in absolutely love the experience, because it's not just an imaging. It doesn't feel like you're just going to get a cold medical procedure. The women are really taken care of, and they're really oriented towards prevention. So, the experience begins with the thermogram itself, which is the women love it. The way that we do it, it's very private. It's very discreet. There's no compression of the breast tissue. It's not painful. They're not increasing fears about radiation and things like that. A lot of women have concern about that, and for good reason. You know, our thermographers spend a lot of time with each person, educating them about what they're seeing on their images and orienting them towards a prevention mindset. So, they get a really great experience.
And I just love the BRAS format, because you're teaching them prevention right on the spot. They're able to see the images that were taken with a digital thermal imaging camera. So, like you said, no pain, no pressure, no radiation. They can see those images on the spot, and then you're going to go over those images with them and teach them prevention methods. And then these images are sent on to medical doctors for interpretation. So I think that BRAS thermography gives women the best of both worlds. They get the medical interpretation, and then they get the natural prevention methods and ideas at the same time. And so before they walk out of the door, they know some information about their breast health that they did not know when they came in.
Exactly.
And so that's where you're getting those warm responses, I'm assuming, And got a testimony from somebody in my area, she said, I was very impressed with the knowledge about BRAS and their breast health, and the research that they share with clients is so important. So I bet you've gotten some testimonies too.
Recently, I was calling a woman to come in for an appointment. She had been in before, but a whole lot had happened in between her first thermogram and calling her for the second one. And so she just shared her experience with us, and it really was just an incredible experience and testimony about what thermography can do. In between the time that she came in, she had found a breast cancer. She had to have a mastectomy for one of her breasts. But before we got off the phone, she kind of stopped me and said, hey, I need to tell you something. I got this email testimony. She says that in late March 2013, I found a lump in my left breast. I saw my family care provider within days. I didn't think it was anything serious, but I was reluctant to have the radiation of a mammogram immediately. I wanted to avoid what I thought was potentially harmful for me. I was referred to Braz for a thermography visit shortly afterward. I was frightened as I had never had the procedure, and yet when I arrived, my anxiety lessened. I was treated with respect and warmth, and the lady who took the special photographs explained everything she was doing prior to each step. The actual session didn't take long at all. Within 48 hours, my healthcare provider had the results, and so did I. I read the report, but it was the special photographs which really opened my eyes and told me the truth. There were areas of abnormality in the breast, and the colors of the thermography showed in strong contrast the healthy tissue in the affected areas of concern. So that was kind of how she introduced her testimony and described, you know, kind of the beginning of what that was like.
And I love that because women are so impressed with the colors, like you say, and they're vivid. Basically, what we're seeing is heat. The digital thermal imaging is looking for heat, or we're looking to see if the breast has a temperature or a fever. Although we're not medically trained to do the interpretation, and the women aren't either, it is obvious where there are heat patterns. And so women can look to see where they have a lump, and they can see that there are temperature gradients, and they get kind of an overview that they can understand. And I think it takes a little bit of the mystery out of it versus a mammogram, don't you? Because women are just kind of, they're lost with that. You know, they really don't know what's going on as much. Yet when they see the images, they can put together a plan.
They do like, as you said, the fact that medical doctors do the reading and interpreting. I think that's comforting to women to know that thermography really is integrative. It's not just, it's obviously not conventional in the sense of, you know, what's pushed as the standard of care. But it's not completely out there alternative either, because we do have medical doctors, some of whom have been radiologists for years, doing the reading and interpreting. So that you kind of get the best of both worlds. One of the things I felt like was very interesting about this woman's testimony is the fact that when she initially took it to her doctor, he was very cool to looking at it. I mean, he really wouldn't even consider it as something that they look at. But that didn't deter this woman. You know, she knew from her thermogram that there was something there. And so that kind of prepared her for what she was going to go through, even though her particular medical doctor didn't embrace thermography.
That gives us a lot of information there. Some doctors are embracing it, and some are going to be a little bit slower. But once they see some of the results, there's usually some changing around. And ladies or gents, if you're listening to us, if you'd like to see some of the images that we're talking about, you can access brazthermography.com, and also the webpage or the landing page for the Louisville, Kentucky Braz Thermography area and site, and it will give you their name and address and telephone number and all the information that you need to know. And then you can see some of those images and how vivid and graphic they are and why women really are relieved when they see them, because they get so much more information. So what else did this lady share with you? It sounds like a wonderful testimony.
She went on to kind of describe what happened next. She said, the subsequent traditional health care, which occurred afterward, was a whirlwind. There were two types of malignant cancer in the breast. I chose to have surgery, and I'm cancer-free today. The mental denial of breast cancer was strong in the beginning. I had a difficult time of believing it was cancer. Patients aren't often given copies of every test they encounter in traditional medicine. However, when I was given a color copy of my bra session, it was that clear as day pictorial proof that I could not deny. It showed abnormal tissue in such detail, exact and true to what the most expensive biopsies and even CAT scans showed later. I could see it, and so I could not deny it. I knew it was necessary to move forward. And then she says, having the thermography test first was one of the best decisions I made. It helped prepare me mentally for the test results, which followed with other specialists. So, again, she was just talking about one of the very positive things that women love about thermography is just being able to see the images right when they get the thermogram done. And then, of course, we send each of our clients two copies of their images, usually within 24 hours. So that's something that they really appreciate.
And it is huge because, like you say, women need to see when we have that fear factor that we get on waiting on some of our tests, sometimes for weeks, you know, and then we just barely get a line in the mail, you know, come back in again, you need to redo this test or whatever. Yes. That scare factor
right.
is just huge. And so the thermography helps take the fear out of, I think, some of our breast health screenings that we've had in the past. Hey, we have got to break for just a minute. We'll be right back, and we'll still be continuing to talk with Chip with Bras Thermography in Louisville, Kentucky. We are back with Chip Gilmore. Chip and his wife, Heather, are the owners of Bras Thermography in Louisville, Kentucky. And don't forget to check that idea out on brasthermography.com and give them a call because they're doing some wonderful services for women there in the area, providing breast health education and thermography. So, Chip, you've been sharing a great testimony from a woman who took the time to write you several paragraphs about her experience. So is there anything else that you want to share with us that she shared with you?
Yes. She kind of concluded this lengthy email talking about her experience with some thoughts about bras and, you know, her future feelings towards it and how she plans to use it in the future. She said, "I now know that in the future, for the healthy breast, I can depend on bras. I'm more likely to get early testing and preventive testing because the experience at Bras was so easy, affordable, and I was treated with warmth and concern. I will recommend thermography to anyone who is unsettled about something going on in their body. Thermography is, in my opinion, extremely accurate in locating abnormalities. I thank Bras staff, my healthcare provider, and God for the guidance I needed and received, which led to my cancer treatment and cure. Bras was the first step in saving my life, and I will forever be grateful for this technology now available to us all."
Wow.
This lady's name is Jackie. Yeah, she's from Campbellsville, Kentucky.
Wow.
And, she's actually given us permission to use that testimony for any woman that would be unsettled about a thermogram.
And, you know, it's very necessary.
She wants to get the word out.
Yeah, it's very necessary because it is slow and it's a little bit harder to get the word out. We are so, there's so much in-depth information about mammograms. And, you know, how do you feel about mammograms and thermography? Mammograms specifically, are women getting the information that they need for their breast health with our present system?
Well, yeah, as I look through and have read literature, and again, this goes back to one of the reasons my wife and I decided to get into thermography in the first place, is that mammography has been had the force of just a tremendous marketing campaign behind it. And what we're seeing in articles today from even people within the American Cancer Society, you know, they track the results of mammography and they're able to know just how effective it is. And one of the things that you're starting to see is people have overpromised what mammography can do. And so women feel like they're doing everything they need to do or should do by just getting a mammogram. That's kind of what the whole breast cancer awareness campaign has been about, is just getting women to get a mammogram. But a lot of doctors are really starting to question whether mammography is all that they have said that it is. And there's a lot of data that suggests it isn't.
And we're not trying to bash one system versus the other, but just to educate women and to let them know their statistics are out there and they're at their fingertips and they are from scientific studies that are showing that the latest one I read was that, you know, mammograms could be causing, one study said 10% of our breast cancer, and the latest one I saw said up to 30% of our breast cancers could be caused from the mammograms and the radiation. So there's some scary facts and figures out there on a tool that we have used, you know, for many decades, and it's considered the gold standard. And so changes come slow, but they're not going to change unless women are alerted to the fact that they might need to add or to think about their breast health in a couple of different ways. And that's why the thermography is so great, to introduce those prevention ideas, I think, and to give women a view so that they can see it graphically and they adjust to that very, very quickly. Are there other things about mammograms that we're starting to question that women should know about?
Well, again, with all of the screening that they've done, you know, the emphasis has been upon early detection. And one of the things that you learn about mammography is that a breast cancer has to grow to the size of about a centimeter to be detected. And what women are often shocked to find out is that takes about 8 to 10 years for it to get to that size. And a lot of women don't really feel like that's early detection. The other thing is that doctors are now figuring out that their mammograms are probably finding breast cancers, certain types of breast cancers, in particular DCIS, and they're wondering whether or not some of these cancers would never become life-threatening. So there are things that they're finding. Women end up going through all the treatment, whether it's surgery or chemo or radiation, for breast cancers that would never become a problem. And so that's one of the concerns that I'm seeing in the medical literature over mammography.
And, you know, Chip, I have the private testimonies behind that. I have women who have come to me and said, you know, I lost my breast for no reason. You know, 20 years ago, mm-hmm. I had stage 00 DCIS, you know, breast cancer. And I had a double mastectomy. That's what I was told was the only choice. And two women have told me this, and they'll, you know, I'm having a hard time saying it, you know, because they're saying, and today I know that I would not have had to have lost my breast, that really isn't even a cancer of concern. And so,
right.
You know, new information, women need to hear the new information. They don't need to hear the information that's 40 years old. And that's really what's been repeating
right.
time and time again, is the fact that, you know, some of our information is faulty. It's based on faulty statistics, and as those statistics are updated, they're not what they thought they were. So,
right.
Yeah. Other ideas that we should be letting women know, because this is all about educating and letting our listeners and our people in your area and people in areas around the country, because we're on cravingtalkradio.com, and it's available, you know, on the internet, so that anyone can hear that and learn about thermography.
Yeah, I mean, definitely some other ideas that, you know, as I've kind of looked back and forth between thermography and mammography, one of the things, like, sometimes women will come and they have a definite lump, something that all of a sudden it's there and they felt it. Sometimes they've had mammograms in the past, didn't pick it up. But one of the things, you know, that I'm seeing kind of in some of the reports that we get back from the doctors is, you know, when you do have a palpable lump, probably is a good idea to go ahead and get a mammogram to kind of see that. I would also say that it's probably a good idea to have a thermogram along with that, that the two in that situation are probably good together. But the other thing is, when it comes to women who have healthy breasts who don't have a concern, thermography really is a very good screening. That is, it's better at finding things in their earliest stages because thermography is able to see things like estrogen overload, which can be kind of a precursor to breast cancer, as I understand it.
Yes.
It's also able to see what's going on in your lymph nodes. It's probably the best test, in my opinion, as far as looking at the lymph nodes. So we can, you know, then we can give women ideas on how to take care of your lymph nodes, how to get that inflammation out of there and get them healthy. Get that, you know, that's the body's sewage system, so to speak, and how do we get all that cleaned out and you know, not have our cells kind of swimming in that gunk. So, you know, to me, as a screening for healthy breast, thermography is wonderful. And then when thermography shows something, then you can go and get that mammogram.
Yes, and I think you say, like you say, they work hand in hand, but thermography is a star when it comes to looking at other areas that connect to our breast, because
yes.
When we get a mammogram, it's
right.
just our breast tissue. Well, what about all the things that connect with it that cause problems? And you mentioned the lymph nodes. They are huge. We also try to tell people about dental health that connects to breast health. We try to alert them to the estrogen overload. And then there are easy ideas.
Let me just throw something in here. You mentioned dental health, and people kind of look at you kind of funny if you say that, but we have recently had, there's a doctor in Knoxville, Tennessee, another one in North Carolina, that have been sending women in the Kentucky area to me because they have found a connection between dental problems and cancer in other areas of the body. And so they're sending women to Bras specifically to look at their teeth. And what they have found is that people, you know, a lot of times they've had a root canal or certain types of extensive dental work. And there is a lot of research now that's showing your dental health not only affects your breast health, but a lot of people are familiar with the fact that it affects your heart health. And so being able to look at the mouth and see that inflammation that sits, you know, infection that can sit down under the teeth, behind the gums where no one would really know it was there.
It's not something that dentists can see.
Really,
yeah.
No, they can't. And so it's really invaluable to be able to have that kind of information.
And I think it is such an education that there are 8 teeth that can really affect a woman's breast health. And each tooth affects something completely different areas in the body. So that's where that concern is coming from. So, you know, education,
right.
education. We are not going to have a lower breast cancer rate until we educate women and we change something. You know, so the status quo, as
right.
we've been going with emphasizing only the mammograms, has not been working. So I'm thrilled you're in
That's exactly right.
I'm thrilled you're in Louisville, and I hope the women will flock to you because you have the information, you have the compassion, and you have the connections with the medical doctors, and it's all a complete package that you're providing for those women. And I'm so excited that you're getting some medical doctors or some dentists to send women to you, and they are acknowledging that. You know, it's been a long time coming. Thermography actually started in the age of Greece and Rome and Hippocrates, and basically they would put a slurry of mud on people and let them lay in the sun, and they would watch to see which area of their body dried first. And the area that dried first was the hottest and had the most inflammation. So we've gone to mud, you know, slurries, to modern-day thermography, and it's testing the same thing. It was a standard then. It's still a standard today that is being recognized more and more. So I know we have some more comments because we could just talk about thermography and many examples that we've seen. Any other great tips that you'd like to share with the women today, Chip?
Well, yeah, I would want women to understand, you know, sometimes we have women that say, are just kind of investigating thermography, and they say, well, I'm going to ask my doctor about it. What I found is that there really is a lot of misinformation that's been put out there about thermography. And so I got on the internet, and I started searching around, and, you know, you find out, well, all of this, if doctors have a negative opinion or if there's something negative on the internet about it, it almost always goes back to one particular study that was done in the 1970s. I just want to tell women that, you know, that's a long time ago. The technology is vastly superior. Back in the 70s, doctors really didn't know what they were looking at. They didn't realize about angiogenesis back then. They didn't know that new blood vessels were formed to feed tumors. And they didn't know the proper protocols for thermography. But since that time, studies have been done, including huge studies at USC, involving 800 women in 4 different oncology centers across the United States. And in those studies, thermography performed very well. And so it is a very good test. Doctors don't always get that information. Sometimes it's withheld. Sometimes they get misinformation. But it is a good test. There are doctors who do the reading and interpreting. They're putting their reputations on the line because they believe in this product. They believe in what it can do, and it really does help women.
Hey, 3 cheers for thermography and those doctors that work with it. It's very excellent information. And, you know, I think the tide is starting to turn a little bit because there was a woman in Connecticut who had done mammograms for 10 years in a row, and she developed breast cancer. And she's saying, well, you know, why wasn't it picked up, you know? And she was told that she had dense breasts, and that mammograms do not, mammograms do not work or do not see through dense breasts. And so she said, but I had them for 10 years and no one told me that I had dense breasts and that the mammograms were not seeing anything correctly. So she actually sued, and because of her lawsuit, every radiologist in Connecticut and now five other states are required to let women know that if they have dense breasts, that the mammograms are really, if I can say it, I'm going to say it just like it is, they're useless. If you have dense breasts, and guess how many women that affects? That's half of our women. 50% of our women
50%.
Have dense breasts. So now how is it that we have to legislate that radiologists tell the truth, that if you have dense breasts, the mammograms are worthless, useless? So, you know, one woman can change a lot, and she did. And our hats are off to her, and I can't, her name is just not on the tip of my tongue right now. But it's so important to know that now federally they're looking at making that law available or, you know, through for every state and letting women know that thermography can do an excellent job in giving in those dense breast areas. So we're about to wind down. We have just a few seconds left. Obviously, time goes fast when you're having fun and getting good information out there. Anything else that we should share quickly?
I think the information that we've shared today has been pretty good, but I just, you know, want to encourage women to really think about thermography. It really is an excellent test. It's completely non-invasive. There's no radiation. You're not increasing your risk. It's harmless. It's painless. It's very discreet and professional. And especially at bras, you know, we've all been trained by a naturopathic doctor how to educate women on prevention, and that is the key. Prevention is the new cure. And, you know, all the emphasis on awareness is wonderful, but wouldn't it be even better to put all the emphasis on prevention?
Wow. And what is your address there in Louisville?
We're at 4010 DuPont Circle. It's right in the heart of the medical community near one of the major hospitals, Norton Suburban. 4010 DuPont Circle, Suite 517. In the Professional Towers building.
All right, and you can find him at brasthermography.com. Thank you so much, Chip Gilmore of Bras Thermography in Louisville, Kentucky.